Chapter 4. Multicultural Britain. Focusing on difference. Britain has long encouraged immigration to supplement its native-born labour force. Large numbers of Irish immigrants were imported to build Britain's network of canals, then its railways, and later its roads. However, it is post-World War II immigration that has changed the face of British society most profoundly. In response to labour shortages, the British government encouraged immigration by operating what was known as an open-door policy for citizens from the British Empire. Beginning in the late 1940s, many people moved to the UK from the Caribbean and the Indian subcontinent. By the 1960s, concerns about the number of immigrants were beginning to grow, and immigration policy gradually became more restrictive. Normally, immigrants from the countries of the former British Empire were granted British citizenship, so they had equal legal status and equal rights and duties as the native-born population. However, the mainstream concept of British identity had been constructed around the notion of Britain's Anglo-Saxon roots. In this sense, most British people associated being British with being Caucasian. Thus, it was difficult for many to accept that non-white immigrants had an equal, legitimate claim to British identity, even as the newcomers were having a profound influence on British society and culture. After serious riots between Afro-Caribbean immigrants and white youths in the Notting Hill area of London in 1958, it was realised that the problems of racism had to be confronted if the human rights of all citizens were to be protected. A new definition of what it meant to be British that could include all citizens, regardless of their ethnic or cultural backgrounds, was needed. Beginning in the 1960s, the government embarked on a long-term programme of promoting what would become known as the political philosophy of multiculturalism. Multiculturalism is a philosophy that claims society is enriched by cultural diversity. Rather than seek to assimilate newcomers so that they adopt the cultural norms of the host society, a multicultural society embraces cultural diversity and is organised to protect and promote diversity. Over the following years, most British people have come to accept that Britain is a multicultural place and that British identity is not tied to any specific cultural norms or ethnicity. However, by emphasising the importance of cultural diversity and the need to accept cultural differences, the British have also been encouraged to identify themselves in terms of their cultural differences. The evolution of a multicultural society has meant that people place more emphasis on the importance of culture as an expression of their individual identities. This has resulted in many people focusing on the elements of culture that make them different from, rather than similar to, those around them. So, for many people, a sense of a unifying British identity has disappeared, and regional, ethnic, or other culturally based identities have become more important. In these last three chapters, we have examined why a specifically British national identity has become less emphasised in the recent past. Although the United Kingdom has become a much more inclusive place and a culturally vibrant society thanks to immigration and the adoption of multicultural practices, this diversity extends to the way in which British individuals identify themselves and identify with each other, as well as questioning whether it is possible to define oneself as culturally British in any meaningful way, some people go as far as to question whether the United Kingdom itself is worth preserving in the 21st century.